brand and our logo.
Minutes after 9 o'clock, looking at partly cloudy sky right now, 59 degrees. Welcome to the morning show as the last day of the month kind of drains out on us here again. Kind of crazy because it just seems like yesterday it was Labor Day and now we're talking the end of September. Go figure. Well, a great event coming up. Leech Public Library. So great to get Melissa back in here to talk about things going on at the library. Good to have you in studio, Melissa. Thank Always you. Great to have
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.
And talking about the Leech Public Library. Well, this is something that everybody looks forward to. Chocolate Day. Tell us about this.
So Chocolate Day began back in 1982. And as long as I've been there, which will be 29 years, we've not missed a Chocolate Day. Sadly, last year we ended up missing Chocolate Day due to our pandemic. This year we're bringing it back.
Good.
So we're
excited
about
that. Oh, man, that is such good news.
Yeah, our friends of the library group is excited to have it back, too. We've got loads of used books to be able to put on our book sale and looking forward to all those chocolate desserts, you know, German chocolate cake, better than sex cake. What else do we call brownies?
Okay.
Cream puffs drizzled with chocolate. Any chocolate your little heart desires.
Boy, and I know a lot of chocoholics out there that are going to come running for this.
Yeah.
Let's mention Friends of the Library, too, because what a great group. And I know, you know, this is good for you because you don't have to take this all on yourself, too.
Right.
They're definitely helping you out.
Right. They are the ones that set the date. We set up the book sale because it's a lot of physical work.
Mm-hmm.
The Friends take over the chocolate event themselves, and they also man the book sale as far as making sure somebody's there to take the donations. And our book sale is always a free will offering. It's never a priced book. The Friends over the years have really helped us out with a lot of projects, and they continue to do so every year. At this point in time, they have funded our licenses for movie showings. They have given us furniture or money for furniture. Actually, the newspaper microfilm project is theirs also, and they're going to be expanding on that. And next week when I talk to you about that, we'll give you a little more information about that. But they purchased the newspaper reels for us every year.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things that people don't realize that the Friends will help us with.
Never hurts to have friends, right?
No, that's right.
So we were talking a little bit before we went on air, too, about getting through COVID. And I gotta give you a shout out, Melissa. You made this thing work. The curbside things that you got going. And you and your staff, you almost did this right away, right? When COVID first broke. It was like, how are we going to make this work? And you did.
In fact, when we were sitting at a city council meeting, the mayor had basically closed down city departments and said, and I asked him, I said, can I have just one more day to let my people know that, or our patrons know that we were going to be able to offer curbside service.
Mm-hmm.
And not only with curbside service at one point, we were able to transition into appointments, and then we opened for a while. Then, sadly, we had to close for a while. And in February of this year, we opened our doors again, and they've stayed open. So.
And we're doing chocolate
again. We're doing chocolate this year.
And that used book sale. And again, folks, that's going on Thursday, October 15th. 14th, excuse me, from noon until 5 p.m. And again, for all the chocoholics out there, if chocolate's your thing, you're going to want to take this in.
And just a note on that, the book sale is also from 12 to 5. That begins at 12 that day.
Okay.
But we will hold it open through Saturday. And just another quick note that the library will now be open Saturdays from 9 to 1. For a while we closed down. We just didn't see the traffic. People weren't getting out, you know, and taking advantage of our library services. And also today is the last day of library card sign-up month. I just want to give a little note to everybody saying that, you know, your library card gives you access to so many things.
Right.
You know, if you're sitting in a tractor or in a beat truck waiting for something to happen, get a library card, download a book, download an audiobook. You can take your time and, you know, spend your time doing something fun, you know, instead of just waiting.
Did you ever think 29 years ago you'd be talking about something like that, like downloading things and just download a book? And, man, it has, like everybody else, it certainly has changed for you, too,
right,
and watching those changes
We've
over the years.
We've seen a lot of changes in my years. And, like I said, the ladies began in 1982, and with the Friends of the Library, and they've seen a lot of changes too.
So. I'm sure. Plus, it's such a beautiful building over there too. Yeah. It's one of the gems here that we've got in town. And you said too, the upside to COVID, you got to give the place good cleaning, right?
Really good cleaning and a good weeding.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
Well, Melissa, you're going to be back in. We're going to be talking more about Chocolate
Day.
And
I will bring a friend with me.
Fantastic. Melissa, always great to have you in here. Always an open door for the Leech Public Library. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet.
Talk to you next time.
You bet. Coming up on 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Partly cloudy, 59 degrees. Good morning.
Todd's Welding in Breckenridge is your local truck and trailer parts store. Todd's Welding can tackle any problem with your trucks and trailers during this year's harvest. Don't forget their large inventory of most common parts and filters. They will be open 24 hours during this year's campaign. Contact the crew at Todd's Welding at 643-4535 to get you back on the road and in the field with all your truck and trailer repairs. Todd's Welding, located at 521 R. Doman Drive in Breckenridge. They are your one-stop shop for truck and trailer repairs.
Lilligard Truck and Trailer Center west of Wapton reminds farmers that they extended hours to help keep the trucks running during the main beet harvest. Call Marlin for all of your truck repairs, brake jobs, wheel alignments on trucks and trailers, clutch adjustments, lube jobs, diesel engine tune-ups, driveline repairs, engine and transmission overhauls. Lilligard Truck and Trailer Center features a fully stocked parts department. Call 642-9129. The truck professionals located 2 miles west of Wapton. Call Lilligard Truck and Trailer Center at 642-9129.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
Case IH Magnum Series tractors have set the standard for row crop productivity on North Dakota American farms.